This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, man, what a rivalry weekend we got here. Steelers-Ravens on Sunday at 1. But it all tips off with the backyard basket brawl tomorrow night, 8 p.m. You can listen to the game right here on 93.7 The Fan. Pre-game coverage starting at 6. And right now, to discuss, we are joined by the head coach of the Pitt Panthers men's basketball program, that is Jeff Capel. Good morning to you, Jeff. Thank you for jumping on with us today.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're wonderful.
Great.
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
So wanted to start you with a 30,000-foot question here. And what I've picked up from coaches over the years is even when things are going good, coaches are not always satisfied, not always happy. So just 30,000 feet here, coach, 3-0, how you feeling about your team, positive and negative so far?
Well, I like my team. I like the guys on my team. I like how we've worked and how we've come together. Obviously, it's early. We have a long ways to go. We have to continue to work, continue to get better, continue to improve in all areas, all phases of the game. But we're excited about what I think we can be.
Coach, big rivalry game tomorrow. Clearly, West Virginia, backyard basket brawl for you guys. Is there a message or an educational message about this rivalry for that you tell to your team, or is this just another game that you need to get a W?
Well, it's another game that we need to get a W. But, look, I'd be lying if I said it. You know, it's not a different type of game. Anyone that's been in sports, that's been in competitive sports, understands that. There's certain games where there's a different energy in the building. And anytime you play against a normally that's what happens. And so we feel honored to be a part of it. Obviously, this rivalry goes way, way back. We have respect for their program, but we're excited about the opportunity for us to get better and us to play against a quality team from a really good conference.
Coach, it's a much different team West Virginia is than a year ago. What strikes you as being different? What will challenge you about the Mountaineers this year?
Well, I think the first thing that jumps off is that there's not controversy or chaos surrounding their program right now. There's stability with the new coach and the new coaching staff. And he brings a different style of play than what most people have been accustomed to watching West Virginia. Now, there's still the toughness and the grit that Coach Huggins, their team's displayed for so much of his tenure there. But there's more of an offensive presence, especially shooting the three-point shot. They're very skilled offensively. They can really shoot the basketball. They have multiple guys that can do it. And so I think that's the difference. But I think the stability of the program last year, and it's nothing against the coaching staff that was there last year, it was uncertainty. And when there's uncertainty in college athletics, and especially with a season or a team, normally chaos ensues with that. And I think that's probably what they went through last year.
Coach, it's clearly very, very early in your season, but how much maturity and growth have you recognized and seen in Ish Leggett and Jalen Lowe from last year till right now?
Yeah, I've seen a lot. I mean, you know, last year it was Ish's first time at this level. He had played college basketball and had been a good player at Rhode Island. But it's very different when you come to a different level. And I think there was a learning curve that he had to go through. And he was outstanding for us last season as well. For Jalen, it was his first year of college basketball, period. And he started out the season injured. It was an injury that we never disclosed. He never missed any time. But he was not himself. You know, he kind of got back healthy. Not kind of. He got back healthy around January. And it's kind of when our season took off. But I think just having the experience, both of them have played college basketball and have been good players. And so to be able to get that back was really, really important for us. Something that we didn't take for granted that it was just going to happen. You know, you have to work to make that happen now. This isn't the old days of college basketball. And I say old days, I'm talking about 5 years ago, man. I mean, it's different. And so we're lucky to have him back. We're grateful to have him back. And they've matured. They've gotten better. They've worked on their games. They're finding their voices, leaders in their own unique and authentic way. And, you know, I'm excited to be a part of the journey.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Talking to Pitthead basketball coach Jeff Capel. Coach, you guys have moved your front court, obviously got Cam Corin in the portal. How critical is Guillermo Diaz-Graham, not only just what he brings to the table from a skill standpoint, but him playing the four? What's different about that, and how can that unlock you guys offensively?
Well, I think the biggest difference, honestly, is defensively. That's the biggest difference because, you know, the four in some ways is a little bit more difficult as a defensive player than the five. And so it's a different – it's something that's very different than what G has really played since he's been in college, but really probably throughout his career. Now you're playing guys that are more on the perimeter, chasing guys. And so there's a different discipline that you have that he's learning. He's not there yet. He's worked on it. But the discipline to move your feet, to stay down, you know, to not be enticed to get closer to the basket. Now you're defending guys away from the basket. A lot of time guys that can shoot, they can put it on the floor. And so to me, that's the biggest difference. Offensively, G is a very talented and skilled player. He can shoot the basketball. He shoots, you know, from three over 40%. He can pass it. It's just getting more comfortable and acclimated to the defensive responsibility that comes with that. Look, he's played well so far this year. He's had a game where he didn't play well. That's going to happen regardless of if you're a guard, forward, really good, you know, learning, all of those things. That's part of basketball. But there's no one that believes in Guillermo more than I do, more than we do, and we need him to be really good for us.
Jeff Capel, head coach of the Pitt men's basketball team, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. You look at West Virginia's roster, and they have one guy who was on the team last year, and he's redshirting. So everybody else is new. You guys obviously have this foundation in place early in the season in particular, do you think that gives you guys an advantage?
I don't think it gives us an advantage. You know, I've watched their three games, their two regular season games so far, and then their exhibition game. They look like a team that's played together. That's a testament to the coach and the coaching staff and the players, because they have to get along when they're not around the coach and the coaching staff. And it seems like that's happened for them. It seems like they have a great spirit about how they play. When you have talent and they were able to go out into the portal and get some guys and a kid that he had coming to play for him at Drake, you know, decided to follow him there, which is always a great sign. And so I don't think it gives us an advantage because, look, like I said, college athletics, college basketball is very different now. You know, he's not the only one that has a lot of new guys. I mean, it's kind of the nature of what we do now.
Coach, last one for a lot of reasons to go to this game. Obviously, Pitt, West Virginia, big basketball game, 8 o'clock at the Peterson Event Center tomorrow night. We'll be broadcasting it on The Fan, Bill Hillgrove, Curtis Aiken. One of them, though, is the highlight reel blocks that Zach Austin tends to produce on a night-in and night-out basis. It's a pretty simple question. It's very early. You guys have had the sixth man of the year in the ACC each of the last two seasons. You think he fits that bill?
I think he can fit that bill. You know, what he provides for us defensively can be very unique, because Zach's a guy that can be an incredibly versatile defender. And then offensively, you know, he has the ability to make an open three. And then what we need for him is to be a great cutter and a great offensive rebounder, because he has this unique athleticism. And he's figuring out how to do that. I thought Zach was good for us last year. He started a lot. But our goal for him and our challenge for him this summer was to become consistently good, not just show it every once in a while, is to be consistent. And I think he's done that defensively so far in our first three games, and he showed flashes of it offensively. It's becoming more consistent on that side of the ball.
Head coach Jeff Capel, really appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, coach.
Jeff Capel.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.